This is Dr. Ali dictating his physical patient name, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, date of birth 7/27/1977, place Future Care Sandtown. Coverage for Dr. Chaudhary is a new admission. Date of service 10/13/2023. History of present illness, this is a ...46-year-old male. He was admitted to Midtown campus. Patient presented to UMMC hospital with the diabetic ketoacidosis. Patient has a cough and congestion at presentation. He was started on IV ceftriaxone, but no fever, no chills, no weight loss. He's a chronic smoking, still smokes. Patient was managed for poorly controlled diabetes mellitus. He has a substance abuse history in the past, hyperlipidemia, visual impairment. Diabetes mellitus with multiple comorbid conditions. And patient also has in the hospital TB gold test was positive, but he has a history of treated with for latent latent TB in 2004, and they did CT of the chest. CT of the chest show right upper lobe nodule. Infectious disease was consulted in the hospital. Patient was seen by infectious disease, and they recommended to give a total of 4 days IV ceftriaxone. Patient completed, and no more antibiotic recommended. And initially the patient was placed in isolation, but there was a discontinued after seen and evaluated by infectious disease. Dr. Thom, T-H-O-M, Kerry, K-E-R-R-I, infectious disease. And patient stabilized. Patient also has a history of Charcot, C-H-A-R-C-O-T, Charcot joint of the foot, hypothyroidism, anemia, borderline personality, celiac disease, cocaine use, old CVA in 2019 with recovery. Diabetic complication to the eyes, resulting in the visual impairment, but he's able to see from the right eye. History of hepatitis B, history of osteomyelitis, status post amputation of the right fifth toe, latent TB as I discussed and was treated in the past, IV drug abuse history, opioid abuse history, history of SLE, and history of coronary artery disease. Surgical history, history of right foot toe amputation. In 2021, vitrectomy, V-I-T-R-E-C-T-O-M, vitrectomy in August 2023. History of appendectomy. Allergies, patient allergic to aspirin, Nexlin Haldol, Nexlin sulfamethoxazole and Timethoprim, Nexlin berries, Nexlin dicloxacillin, gluten, Levemir, penicillin, tetracycline, Tylenol, wheat bran. Social history, substance abuse history, chronic smoking history, still smoke. He doesn't want to quit. Reuva system, no headache, no dizziness, no torso, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no tendinitis, musculoskeletal. At present, no pain, gentle urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, physical, patient is awake, alert, oriented, time 3, blood pressure is 136 over 74, pulse 72, temperature 97 Fahrenheit, respiration is 20, pulse 98%. Blood sugar 400. Head edema, pneumophilic, cardiogenic, tyric, no ENA discharge. Throat, no exudate, neck, upper, no cavity, chest, no tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, SNS2, abdomen is soft, no tender, balls, no positive, extremities, no edema. And a chronic left foot shortcut, CHARC shortcut deformity. Current medication upon discharge. Correct CoREg, correct 12.5 mg BID, doxazosine 2 mg, 2 tablets at night, cough syrup, cough medicine, not syrup, cough tablet, 600 mg mucinex twice a day for 7 days, aspartate insulin 2 units 3 times before meal, insulin as per slide and scale coverage, lantus insulin 10 units subcutaneous at night. Nicotine gum, every 1 hour as needed, PRN, low calma, 10 gram every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, vitamin B complex tablet daily, albuterol inhaler 2 puff Q 4 hour PRN, amlodipine 10 mg daily, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, hydroxyzine 25 mg 3 times a day, levothyroxine 200 mcg daily, moxifloxacin 0.5% of ophthalmic solution drops 4 times a day into the eyes, Zyprexa 2.5 mg at night, prednisolone eye drops 1%, right eye 4 times a day, Trilogy Ellipta 1 puff daily. Assessment, patient is admitted. Status was hyperglycemia, uncontrolled diabetes mellitus, managed in the hospital, medication adjusted. Next line diabetes mellitus with the previous multiple DKA episode in the past. Next line, type 1 diabetes mellitus with poor control. Next line, substance abuse. Next line, hypertension. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line, history of left foot shortcut, CHARCOT. Chronic, next line visual impairment due to diabetic complication, next line CKD, next line hypothyroidism, next line recent cough congestion, most likely suggestive of acute bronchitis, has been evaluated by infectious disease and patient completed the course of antibiotics, history of latent, L-A-T-E-N-T, latent TB treated in the past, has completed the course of INH, patient has been seen and evaluated by infectious disease at University of Maryland Hospital, and he has been taken off any isolation. No isolation required as per infectious disease recommendation in the hospital. Plan of care will continue all his current medication, follow CBC, CMP, PTOT. Smoking cessation, discuss with the patient. He doesn't want to quit. Most MOLST, most form. Discuss with the patient in detail. Code status, he want to be full code, transfer to the hospital if needed, yes, CPAP, BiPAP, yes, blood transfusion, yes, GT feeding if needed, yes, hemodialysis if needed, yes, IV fluid if needed, yes. The new most form was signed by me, care plan was discussed with the nursing staff and also with the patient. Thank you.